Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, gentlemen, we have a question here from CNNPolitics.com. Without caveats or explanations, please define yourself using one word and one word only. Congressman Paul?
Consistent.
Yeah. Senator Santorum?
Courage.
Governor?
Resolute.
Mr. Speaker?
Cheerful.
The winners and the losers from the Arizona debate. The fact that Mr. Romney seems to be fighting for front-runner status. A lot of people paying attention. I thought that was a pretty interesting way to get started. I'd ask you to do the same thing, as we'll have time for your calls later on in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Moving away from some of the practical stuff in terms of what you're paying for gasoline, et cetera, et cetera. Certainly a lot of references to that heretofore, but right now in this hour, we'll pay attention to the GOP debate and highlights therefrom with Ron Paul consistent, Rick Courage Santorum, resolute Mitt Romney, and cheerful Newt Gingrich. So if you were to pick a word to describe those four men, not, well, you can do it all of them together, I suppose, or individually, what word would you use for Ron Paul? What word would you use for Rick Santorum? What word would you use for Mitt Romney? What word would you use to describe Newt Gingrich? Give us a buzz, at 800-510-8255, 800-510-TALK, or you can send me an email, Doug@DougSteffen.com. So let's get started with this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with brief introductions from the candidates at last night's debate.
I'm Congressman Ron Paul, a congressman from Texas. I am the defender of the Constitution. I'm the champion of liberty. This shows the roadmap to peace and prosperity.
I'm Rick Santorum, and we have a lot of troubles around the world, as you see, the Middle East in flames and what's going on in this country with gas prices and the economy. And I'm here to talk about a positive solution to the problems that confront this country that include everybody from the bottom up.
I'm Mitt Romney, and there was a time in this country when you knew that if you worked hard and went to school and if you learned the values of America in your home, that you could count on having a secure future and a prosperous life. That was an American promise, and it's been broken by this president. I want to restore America's promise.
I'm Newt Gingrich, and I've developed a program for American energy so no future president will ever bow to a Saudi king again, and so every American can look forward to $2.50 a gallon gasoline.
Well, there, that's actually the Gingrich comment may have been the most astute. He's always very good at that. That's what people wanted to hear in the debate. The cost of a gallon of gasoline you're paying now is pretty much the, this is not the national discussion. That's the national discussion. 800-510-8255. So, all right, from the brief introductions, each of the candidates talking about something new in a sense. Rick Santorum talks about his plan to reduce the budget problems.
I've put together a specific plan that cuts $5 trillion over 5 years, that spends less money each year for the next 4 years that I'll be president of the United States. So it's not inflation adjusted. It's not baseline budgeting. We're actually going to shrink the actual size of the federal budget. And we're going to do so by dealing with the real problem. And here's where I differentiate myself with everybody else, including obviously the president. I've actually have experience on tackling the toughest problems that we have in this country, and that's the growth of entitlement spending. Obviously, the first thing we need to do is repeal Obamacare. That's the one entitlement that we can get rid of. And that's a couple trillion dollars in spending over the next 10 years. But there's bigger issues. When I was born, less than 10% of the federal budget was entitlement spending. It's now 60% of the budget. Some people suggest that defense spending is the problem. When I was born, defense spending was 60% of the budget. It's now 17%. If you think defense spending is the problem, then you need a remedial math class to go back to. Defense spending will not be cut under my administration, but we will go after all of the means-tested entitlement programs, Medicaid, food stamps, all of those programs, and do what we did with welfare. We cut the welfare, we cut spending on welfare, froze it, and then we block granted to the states and gave them the flexibility to run that program the way they saw fit with two provisos. Number one, there would be a time limit on welfare and a work requirement. We were going to say that poverty is not a disability, that these programs need to be transitional in nature. We need to do the same thing with Medicaid. We need to do the same thing with food stamps, all of the other means tested of entitlement programs. And unlike the Paul Ryan plan, I see I'm out of time, but unlike the Paul Ryan plan, we also will deal with Medicare and Social Security, not 10 years from now, but we have to start dealing with it now because our country is facing fiscal bankruptcy.
All right, so there's Rick Santorum with a good, strong presentation. Some of the things in there a lot of people would agree with. There are some inconsistencies with what he says and what he's done, but certainly this is a part of politics. If you're a Rick Santorum fan, certainly you feel that you got a home here. I'm not a fan of his, but you can tell everybody why you are. I'm also eager to hear about the word, the one word that you would use to describe any of these candidates, hopefully one that you're supportive of, because I'd rather it be positive than negative. 800-510-8255. So before you call, put your dentures in, though, please. 13 past the hour. The contest for the Republican nomination is where we are in this hour of the countdown.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence of the U.S., U.K., Canada. So exactly, you know. And see 2912 for rules at ConstantContact.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Do you have gas? Get this. Schiff Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the ribosome.
Cauliflower. Orange.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
What do we want?
We dance.
When do we want them?
Now.
How do we want them?
With 20% off.
Where do we want it?
At Ace.
Let's go.
Yay. Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
As we move on now, the CNN GOP debate, Mitt Romney is in the forecast. I guess, actually, front-runner status still can be used to describe him, although Santorum's in a close second place. Here's John King asking Mitt Romney about his comments that Santorum isn't a fiscal conservative.
Just in recent days, you said this, quote, if you want a fiscal conservative, you can't vote for Rick Santorum because he's not. Did he answer your questions there?
Well, I'm looking at his historic record, which voting for raising the debt ceiling five different times without voting for compensating cuts voting to keep in place Davis-Bacon, which costs about $100 billion over 10 years, a whole series of votes, voting to fund Planned Parenthood, to expand the Department of Education. During his term in the Senate, spending grew by some 80% in the federal government. But I want to respond to Gilbert's question, which I think is a critical one. And that is, as you look at this country, I'm a guy who's lived in the world of business. If you don't balance your budget in business, you go out of business. So I've lived balancing budgets. I also served in the Olympics, balanced the budget there, and served in the state. And in all 4 years I was governor, we balanced the budget. Here's what I'd do at the federal level. I would divide all of the programs into three major places for opportunity to reduce costs. Number one, I'm going to go through every single program and ask if we can afford it. And if not, I'm going to say, is this program so critical that it's worth borrowing money from China to pay for it? And if not, I'm going to get rid of it. Number two, I'm going to take programs that are important, but that could be better run at the state level, and send them back to the states as a block grant, and that includes Medicaid and housing vouchers and food stamps. These programs for the poor can be run more efficiently and can be run with less fraud and abuse at the state level. And then finally, number three, with what's left of government, I'm going to cut the employment by 10%, and I'm going to link the pay of government workers with the pay in the private sector. Government servants shouldn't get paid more than the people who are paying taxes.
All right, there's a resounding, that one really will, when you think through what he said about government workers, you know, that the average salary in America, or the average pay for the average worker, it's not government worker, is $49,000 a year. The average government worker, $61,000 or $64,000, one or the other. So there's another note that rings a bell. Romney says, I want to restore America's promise. I'm going to do that. Instead of continuing, stopped mid-sentence, adding, that's good enough. As George Costanza would say, when they're applauding, stop, because there was a lot of applause from those in the Mesa Arts Center in Arizona for his statements. Next up, Newt Gingrich comments on criticisms he's gotten recently on whether he's a fiscal conservative.
Well, when I was Speaker, as I'm sure he remembers, we balanced the budget for four consecutive years for the only time in his lifetime. We're meeting tonight on the 280th anniversary of George Washington's birth. You go back and look at the Founding Fathers, they'd have had very clear messages. Hamilton would have said, you have to have jobs and economic growth to get back to a balanced budget. You're never going to balance the budget on the back of a highly unemployed country. And so I would be committed, first of all, to a program of jobs and economic growth. Second, the energy issue is enormous. The leading developer of North Dakota oil estimated recently that if we would open up federal land and open up offshore, you would have 16 to 18 trillion, not billion, trillion dollars in royalties to the federal government in the next generation. An enormous flow, which would drive down prices to $2.50 a gallon, would help us balance the budget, and would create millions of jobs. Finally, I agree generally with the need to reform government. I think that if we were prepared to repeal the 130-year-old civil service laws, go to a modern management system, we could save a minimum of $500 billion a year with a better system. And if we then applied the 10th Amendment, as Governor Rick Perry has agreed to head up a project on, I think we can return to the states an enormous share of the power that's currently in Washington, D.C.
All right. Has he gotten an endorsement from Perry, by the way? Somebody called. He did, right? Yeah. Somebody called and said the word he would use for all of these candidates, one word, is loser. Ken, what did you come up with for a word for each of them, or just for one of them?
Ron Paul, Drudge Report, 55%, 35%.
All right, Ken, okay, yeah. When you stop calling, you come up, call with the same stuff all the time. Ay, ay, ay. One word. Some people, once in a while, some of those slip through. Got it, sir. 21 after the hour.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Who do you support? Our report today is all about the GOP debate last night. 800-510-8255. Who was smiling and who wasn't? Were you smiling? We'll get to some of your calls a lot, as many as we can get on. I've asked you to come up with a word, as they did, to describe the person, if you have somebody in here that you like. What's the word you'd use to describe him? Meanwhile, John King, talking to Rick Santorum, was back and forth last night between Santorum and Romney. Pretty much a public display of the battle that's been playing out in campaign ads and stump speeches issued by the two candidates. So this conversation is about Santorum and Romney talking about the opposition to the auto bailout.
Senator Santorum, I want to go to you first with this question. You, like your friends on the stage tonight, oppose the auto bailout. Michigan votes on Tuesday along with Arizona. We assume folks are watching there tonight. Address your answer to an auto worker who may believe strongly that he or she has that job tonight because of the help, the bailout.
I would just say to them that I, in principle, oppose government coming in and bailing out a sector of the economy or an industry with government dollars and with government manipulation of that market, which is exactly what happened twice in 2008 and 2009. The first time it happened was the Wall Street bailout. On principle, I opposed the Wall Street bailout, even though I understand people had reasonable people could disagree. I felt that having the government come in such a major way and have a huge influence over the direction of that industry, that would be damaging to what I believe is the best way to resolve these types of problems, which lets the market work. Constructive capitalism, as Governor Romney was talking about in his days of Bain Capital, and destructive capitalism. And that means pain. I understand that. But it also means limited government, allowing markets to work because we believe they're more efficient over time. I held the same consistent position when it came to the auto bailouts. I can say that with respect to Governor Romney, that was not the case. He supported the folks on Wall Street and bailed out Wall Street, was all for it. And then when it came to the auto workers and the folks in Detroit, he said no. That to me is not a consistent principled position. I had one. I believe in markets, not just when they're convenient for me.
Governor?
Nice try, but now let's look at the facts. All right, first of all, let's go back in the auto industry and go back to 2008 President Bush was still in office, and the three chief executive officers of the three major auto companies got in their private planes and flew to Washington and said, please write us a check. I think they wanted $50 billion. And I wrote an op-ed in the paper, and I said, absolutely not. Don't write a check for $50 billion. These companies need to go through a managed bankruptcy, just like airlines have, just like other industries have. Go through a managed bankruptcy. And if they go through that managed bankruptcy and shed the excess of cost that's been put on them by the UAW and by their own mismanagement, then if they need help coming out of bankruptcy, the government can provide guarantees and get them back on their feet. No way would we allow the auto industry in America to totally implode and disappear. That was my view. Go through bankruptcy. When that happens, then the market can help lift them out. With regards to TARP, it's very simple, the Wall Street. Like, I don't want to save any Wall Street bank. I just don't want to make sure we lose all of our banks. And like President Bush at the time, I was concerned that if we didn't do something, there was a pretty high risk that not just Wall Street banks, but all banks would collapse. Yeah. And like many other people, many other economists, they were concerned that our entire currency system would go down. My view is this. We have to have industries that get in trouble go through bankruptcy. Now, Senator, you voted in favor of the bailout of the airline industry after 9/11. I think that was the right thing to do. It was an emergency. You also voted for the bailout of the steel industry. I don't think I agree with that one. But I do believe that the right course for the auto industry was to go through a managed bankruptcy process and then to get help getting out.
All right. So Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney back and forth about the auto bailout and other bailouts. The airlines had sort of a bailout after September 11th. That probably made some sense. What makes sense to you here? We'll get to your calls next on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. With a growing selection of over 350,000 parts, we have the part you need or we'll get it fast. Yeah. Advance is your one stop. Don't run all over town because they'll have the part I need. Automotive Shangri-La. Right now, save up to $20 on Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads after mail-in rebate. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Hey, Gary! What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Get some of your calls now at 800-510-8255 as we digest the conversations from last night's GOP debate in Arizona, where Rick Santorum has moved the lead back a little bit that Mitt Romney had. Most of the stuff that you're going to be hearing today on your favorite talk radio programs will probably be about the two of them and not necessarily about Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul, although as we have time, maybe we'll get a little bit more of what they had to say during the debate. But now, right now, my interest is getting you on and hearing what you have to say at 800-510-8255. Remember, a lot of your calls are taken. We put them on. There are three things we do with your calls. One, we put you on the air live if we're ready to go. Sometimes we record your calls. Sometimes we take calls from some of the talk radio programs that we're monitoring. So you get a good mix of people. That's the idea. The countdown is aimed at getting you an up-to-date sort of reference point for what people all around the country are saying with regard to the various issues of the day. And so that's why we have hosts from all around the country. But most of the audio here today, thus far, has been all from the debate itself. So here we go with Marcia in Connecticut.
Rick Santorum is totally out of touch with most Americans. I was curious, so I read his book, It Takes a Family, and he criticizes mothers who work outside the home. He calls them greedy and selfish. Really? For years now, wages have not kept up, and in many families, both parents have to work. Santorum's wife, she can afford to stay home and homeschool their kids. Also, he's against contraception. Well, this is the last thing a family wants is another pregnancy. A family that's hurting financially nowadays does not want another pregnancy. Santorum and most of these Republican candidates, with their holier-than-thou attitude, is totally out of touch with working families.
And there's a woman who represents what most women that I talk to or hear from in this program think about Santorum. Out of touch is the phrase rather than the word. Thank you, ma'am. 800-510-8255. I'm looking at some comments here from various Twitter posts. Rick Santorum is, let's see, Greg says, too much focus on the president and religion. Yeah, that's come up, what he's thought about religion. Let's see here. Also, Santorum criticizing public schools, tired of hearing politicians talk about them when none of their children go there in the first place. That's pretty apt. 800-510-8255. Let's get a word from Matt, who's down in Lake City listening to the Jet as soon as I can get there. There we go. Matt, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. One word I would use to describe Ron Paul is revolution. And for the rest of the candidates, a word and a phrase comes to mind. The word is puppet, and the phrase is more of the same.
All right. Thank you very much. That's exactly what I was looking for. 800-510-8255. Expanding on Ron Paul, Susie, another Floridian.
First and foremost, I'm a conservative Roman Catholic, and I'm voting for Ron Paul. As far as I'm concerned, he is the true conservative. The others are either neocons or, as Romney, I believe that he's more of a clone of Obama. And I can't believe the audacity of our president telling the Catholic Church or any religious entity what they can do with their bodies or what they're supposed to pay for. I truly believe that Obama's out to destroy this country. And I'm going to be voting for Ron Paul, the only true conservative. And if I have to write him in, I will. If Obama gets another 4 years, oh, well. I think he'll just destroy it faster than the Republican if it would be, say, Romney or somebody else. Because Ron Paul would be the only one to make the changes that we need. In fact, I think he's probably the only true Christian out of all of them up there that's doing the right thing.
All right, sorry, I said Susan Florida. She's from Arizona. 800-510-8255. Here's Guy with some thoughts on Rick Santorum.
Although I'm a Republican, I feel that Santorum is much too far to the right. I think his policies would destroy the social safety net. If he's so concerned about eliminating Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid, he should start with his family and friends first. And he postulated health savings accounts as an alternative. I don't see him espousing that to members of Congress so that they would avail themselves of these health savings accounts in lieu of their own health care. He should lead by example.
All right. There's, I guess the quote we take out of that is Rick Santorum ought to lead by example. All right. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Taking some of your calls with thoughts on the politicians who are running or the candidates. I guess they're politicians too, right? Don't look back, look ahead is what somebody said here in a note. I'm not sure what that means. But anyway, Randy is in Illinois with another thought on Rick Santorum.
Rick Santorum reminds me of a description. It's a proverb 17:12. He reminds me of this person, and this is who he is. And it's unfortunate that you guys give him this platform to speak from, and it's almost like you're creating this false equivalent. But let me just read it to you with Proverbs. Let a man meet a bear robbed of her cubs rather than a fool and his silliness. Whenever you run across that, it is best for you to take flight when you run into a fool. Rick Santorum is an absolute star-studded fool. But somehow he even got on this stage. And rather than people shaming him off the stage, you give him this platform to speak from. And whenever you do that, you allow them to walk away thinking they got viability.
All right. That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? 800-510-8255. God love all of you with your thoughts. There are lots of talented people with lots of good things in their mind. Share them with us. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the possibility of one of these guys being on the ticket, although there's a lot of yammering going on this week that somebody like Bailey, what's this guy's name from? I always get his. It's Haley Barbour, former governor of Mississippi. What in the name of God are he getting this race for after all of the hoopla? But there are other people who think that Jeb Bush ought to get into the race. Other people around get Sarah Palin. Anybody but these guys. 800-510-8255. I hear somebody else who doesn't like Rick Santorum.
have a presidential candidate who would call phony theology another Christian. I am just a white, old, blah, middle-class Christian, gospel-singing, prayer-praying, constant, loving it, church attender. I have never heard, and I belong to Riverside Church with over 3,000 members, I have never heard of a person who is a Christian questioning another person's Christianity in that kind of a vulgar, filthy way. That is not just unattractive, to be calling the president or anyone else's Christianity phony theology. I don't even know, and I think he should be asked what he meant. That is not just unattractive. It is repulsive.
All right. So the word that she's using I guess that's Santorum, right, is repulsive. All right, thank you, ma'am. Sylvia was her name. 800-510-8255. Here's a guy named Joe in Kingman, Arizona. You have words for us, Joe, so you now have the stage front and center, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Sure.
Basically, what I'm saying is that Ron Paul, I'm surprised that Ron Paul is even allowed to be get any attention at all in this country, considering all the different things that the media is doing and the people that are running the government and people that, anyhow.
You're suggesting, let me get a clarification here. Are you suggesting, I don't want to put words in your mouth, are you suggesting there's collusion between the news media and those who are running the government now?
Well, basically, if you don't have a lot of money and you don't have the right connections, you're not going to even, there's a lot of people running for president, you don't ever hear about them. You know, like Jim
true.
Burns in Canton,
yep.
Nevada, you don't.
Don't disagree. Yeah, you're right about that. There are a lot of well-intentioned people who have a lot to say. Who would do well if they were given an equal forum. The news media gets onto a gangbang against these people, and their prejudice and their elitism shows through, and it's pretty disgusting. Yes.
Right, right. There's a gentleman by the name of Jim Burns for president. If you go on the Internet, you can look him up, too. But
yeah.
Anyway, but anyhow, he don't have any money. So, but the point is, I would describe Ron Paul as for liberty and individual freedom, so long as no one violates the same rights of others.
Got it, sir. Thank you. Got your call and got your word. Liberty for Ron Paul. Ron, in Alaska, you have what? You want Hillary to come back again?
Excuse me?
All right, so the problem with you, sir, is that you have your radio on. Sorry we can't talk to you. Maybe you can get that straightened out. When you call a program and want to be put on the air live, you got to turn your radio down or turn it off. Otherwise, there's a corresponding 10-second delay, which will keep you from understanding what you're hearing and keep us from understanding what you're saying. 800-510-8255. More of your calls, thoughts on these four who are left, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, and Mitt Romney, as a result of the GOP debate last night. It's 16 before the hour.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist Bakey with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
800-510-8255. Words about candidates. Thoughts about some of these people. All right, let's try Ron, who's up in Fairbanks. I think he straightened out his radio problem. So we'll go back to you, Ron, so you can give us your words or what you think about. I see you called and told Michael that you wanted Hillary back again.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking she'd be better than Obama. And there aren't any Republicans fitting the bill.
Yep. All right. So a lot of people agree with you. Lawrence in Lynchburg, Virginia, your turn to be on the air, on the countdown. Lawrence.
Thank you, Doug.
Sure.
Gingrich, old hyphen hack, Ron Paul, granddad, Santorum, trainee, Romney, presidential.
All right. That's exactly what I'm looking for. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Here's somebody in New Hampshire who was sorry he voted for John Huntsman, apparently.
I voted for John Huntsman today. I was torn between Ron Paul and John Huntsman. But I just listened to the congressman's speech, and I'm kind of blown away by what he said. So, in a sense, I regret that I voted for John Huntsman, except that both of them seem to be good men. I just was so persuaded tonight in the issues that he raised, and of course, you know, withdrawal from the military, engagements that we have.
I thought it was interesting, although that's a cut from a while back. Some of these that we have that are left from some of your earlier callers, interesting listening to him talk about Huntsman. Who's thought? That's really the reason that I brought it to the surface, because I was thinking about some of the other people, excuse me, who have been in the race thus far. We've forgotten about him already, right? Have you forgotten about Huntsman already? I've forgotten about him. You kind of, when they're out of sight, it's out of mind. He says he wished he voted for Ron Paul. All right, sir. 800-510-8255. Most of your calls about where these people are in your mind right now. Those of you who have changed from supporting somebody like he supported Huntsman, then he wants Ron Paul. Did you start with somebody and go to somebody else? Here's Steve in Tennessee.
Of the primary, of the Iowa primary and the projected winner of here in New Hampshire, Mitt Romney, he seems to have gotten by so far by simply bashing Obama and his policies without laying out his own plans or true strategy to reverse the Obama effect in Washington that has proven to be such a key point in this GOP election. I hope to see more substance in the debates, events, and town halls, and less criticism.
All right. Anyway, we got some really interesting thoughts from you, past and present, and I kind of like to do that, shake people up a little bit on this. The intenders, the pretenders, the intenders, all part of the debate. Back to the stage in a few minutes. We'll take another call or two as we have time. Maybe a few more words from some of these candidates as well. The GOP debate in the preparation for the vote on the 28th in Arizona is where we are.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Mostly, is your candidate doing better, or have you felt, in essence, that things are changing for the better, or not so much so? 800-510-8255. A lot of double standards here as we look at some of these people. And I guess one of the exchanges back and forth, Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich, we're asked by John King in that debate last night about bailouts. Let's listen to him go back and forth on that. Do we have that audio? 510-8255. Here we go.
First of all, there was a huge amount of the American auto industry that was just fine. BMW in South Carolina was terrific. Mercedes in Alabama was doing just fine. Honda in Ohio was just fine. So the Toyota was just fine. What we have is a United Auto Workers and a management system that had grown very, I think, incapable of tough decisions because they were used to selling out to United Auto Workers. And so they came in and said, oh, we can't change. And this president, on behalf of United Auto Workers, said, you're exactly right. Now, the fact is Chrysler is now Fiat. So when we talk about saving the American auto industry, let's be clear what they were doing. I think that they would have been much better off to have gone through a managed bankruptcy. I agree with Governor Romney. I think it would have happened. I think, but what would have happened is the UAW would have lost all of their advantages. And the result was what you had, I thought, was an unprecedented violation of 200 years of bankruptcy law by Barack Obama to pay off the UAW at the expense of every bondholder. So,
Congressman Paul, as you join the conversation, criticism of President Obama here, but I also want you to address the state's current Republican governor.
Rick Snyder, who supports Governor Romney, but that's irrelevant to this point. He says, quote, the bailout actually was something that really worked. Is that Republican governor wrong?
Well, you know, that's interesting that when they argue that case. First, I don't like the idea that you have good bailouts and bad bailouts. If bailouts are bad, they're bad, and we shouldn't be doing it. But this argument about maybe one that works, you know, well, now that the bankruptcy or the bailing out of GM worked, I said that's sort of like if a criminal goes out and robs a bank and he's successful, therefore you endorse what he did because he's successful. But you have to rob people. You have to distort the law. The government is supposed to protect contracts. They're not supposed to regulate contracts, and they're not supposed to undermine contracts. And that's what we've been doing. In the housing bubble, we undermine contracts. And this is what we're doing here. So you want to respect the contracts. A lot of people will accuse me of advocating a free market, that there's no regulations. Actually, the regulations are tougher because you have to go through bankruptcy and you have to face up to this. And it isn't like General Motors would be destroyed. Newt made that point there, that there were good parts of General Motors. But politicians can't figure this out. Then they serve the special interest. Then you have labor fighting big business. I opt for the free market and the defense of liberty. That's what we need in this country.
Ron Paul is the subject of Jack from Tennessee's call.
I'm a big supporter of Ron Paul. I think we have a great candidate here. I think Santorum is just kind of benefiting from, you know, like of attrition. You know, they kind of throwing everybody up against the wall, and he's the last one that's stuck. So I don't think he's going to go very far. I don't think he has the money to really compete, and I don't think he has the volunteers. So I'm looking forward to seeing more of Ron Paul. Even if he doesn't win, I think it's the message is the most powerful thing. And they fear the establishment, Republicans and the Democrats, they fear that Ron Paul might run as a third-party candidate. And it's not because he might win, it's the message.
Nah, Ron Paul is going to support Mitt Romney, and the two of them will have a powerful alliance because all the young people support 18 to 34-year-olds, more young people in that age bracket, like Ron Paul because of his message. And the message is the government's out of control. The kids know they're going to have to pay for it. So they want Paul to get in there and fix it. Here's Bruce down in Branford. Michael, put him on the air, will you, please? Bruce in Branford, Florida. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I was a Herman Cain supporter, and I switched over to Newt Gingrich, voted for him in the Florida primary. I would go for Ron Paul, but the only thing that scares me about him right now is his isolation policy, especially concerning Israel.
That's overblown by the news media, as you can imagine. The news media doesn't want Ron Paul to have the support he does. He's clarified any number of times the news media doesn't report on it, or if it does, it doesn't report adequately or fairly or honestly or intelligently. That has not been what he said. He thinks that we need not to be involved in all of these wars and would like to counsel Israel in that direction. All right, sir. Thank you for your call. The spirit of this hour has been politics, which is the usual bill of fare of most of the news talk radio stations around the country. And what you'll be talking about today is a lot of what came from that debate last night. So we got a leg up on it. Thank you. 59 past on the countdown.